Let's have some fun with my great friend from Ivy Tech. It is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Center. Nope, see, I screwed it up again. Even when I try to read it, I don't get it right. Steve Bryant, ladies and gentlemen, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. You're the executive director of Gail and Bill Cook's Center for Entrepreneurship, the Ivy Tech Community College Regional Director for the South Central Small Business Development Center. Well, that's a mouthful. How are you otherwise?
I'm doing A-okay.
All right, tell our listeners where you are. You're in enemy territory this afternoon, aren't you?
I am. I am actually calling in from Grissom Hall at the Purdue University. There's a ball game here tonight, so I'm going to be attending. So thought this would be kind of a fun place to go on the road.
You ask our friends up there, they can put people on the moon all the time, but they can't grow grass for football season when we go up there to play them in the bucket. I've never understood that. Well, I don't want to get you in any trouble. I don't want to get you in any trouble while you're up there. All right, new year. First time that you and I have gotten together here on the radio. It is February. We're past the halfway point of the second month. We are cruising into March. It'll be here a week from Friday, so that means the second 8 weeks will get going. When is your spring break out there? When does the second 8 weeks get going? Well, you've got a busy springtime here at Ivy Tech as well.
Yeah, second 8 weeks begin March 18th. That's not too far away. What, 3-4 weeks? And the week before that is spring break. So the week prior, what is that, the 12th, I think, the week 11th or 12th?
Well, that's when I'll be gone. So if you guys are locking your doors at the same time, that works for me as well.
Yes, exactly. But second 8 weeks starts March 18th. So if anybody's interested in setting up classes right now, your registration's always open. And our advisors, enrollment specialists are available to meet in person, via Zoom, on the phone, you know, telepathically, however you want to do it. People can come in most any day of the week during normal business hours or call to set up an appointment if they like as well.
Telegram exchanges are also available, but must start earlier than other ones. Is this second 8 weeks just for folks already enrolled, or anybody can jump in right now?
Nope. Anybody incoming, obviously if you're coming in as a new student or just to take a class as a guest, what we call a guest student, you have to go through the process, obviously, of talking to the advising team, the admissions and financial aid and all those things. And we have an express enrollment center that's what they do. They walk you through all the things you need to know and get you all the pertinent info. And, you know, you can pretty much sign up online or directly with our talented team of student affairs team.
They're ready. They'll help you with academic advising, career goals. If you don't have any clue of what you want to do, perfect. They can show you ways that work, how you can get involved, either if it's short term or if it's adding to a job you're already doing. If you want to be certified for maybe a pay grade or a promotion, those opportunities, we hear college and we always think education. Well, life is about education regardless of what you're doing, but there is classroom and then there's technical stuff as well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the what we call the non-credit side of the college, where you're not taking classes for academic credit, but you want to take welding, you want to learn something about wine tasting, you want to learn something about making pottery. You know, we have, you know, all of those kind of courses through our Center for Lifelong Learning. I mean, they do tons of programming throughout the year and have a lot of summer programming that's starting to fill up now. So if you're interested in those kinds of things, you can just log on to our website, our Center for Lifelong Learning at ivytech.edu, and find out more.
I owe you a better introduction than I gave you before. I've screwed it up. I read it, I screw it up. I try to do it off the top of my head, I screw it up. Steve Bryant is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. He's also the regional director of the South Central Small Business Development Center for Ivy Tech's multiple arms here stretching through. How many counties do you guys cover here in South Central Indiana?
Yeah, for the Ivy Tech region, it's 8 counties, and then for the South Central Small Business Development Center, it's 10. So our reach for the college goes from Morgan County all the way down to Orange, and for the SBDC, we go all the way down past Jasper to Crawford. So we've got quite a large rural area to cover with our team, but we love it, and we like to make sure that, you know, people who are starting businesses or interested in what Ivy Tech does, you know, in areas in Shoals and Orleans and everywhere in between, they know that we're here to help them too. We try to go see them as best we can.
Now, entrepreneurship is not for everyone, but if you are in the workplace or trying to get into the workplace, the Next Level Jobs Program can help. You have a big meeting coming up next Tuesday, the final Tuesday of February. And again, you don't have to be a full-time student to get involved with this, but you can earn a certificate, and that can help you get into the job market. Tell me how that works, Steve.
Yeah, well, Next Level Jobs is a state program. It's basically workforce training that is provided for high-demand, high-wage industries. So there's several different types of jobs or industries that are covered. And, you know, if you're interested in learning more on Tuesday, February 27th, you can come to Ivy Tech to learn more about it. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. This session is going to be kind of heavily weighted towards our School of Health Sciences. So if you're looking at healthcare careers or upgrading skills in those areas, you can learn more about it. And a lot of these are paid for by the grant. You wouldn't have any out-of-pocket cost for the program. You can learn more about it that day. It's also Tuesdays at the Tech. That same day, so you could come in for Tuesdays at the Tech from 3 to 4, even before that, to learn more about whatever else you want to find out about Ivy Tech. And then our team would tour the campus, meet with admissions counselors, talk about the resources we have and the opportunities for funding if you need financial aid.
And speaking of financial aid, this Sunday is a big, big deal at Ivy Tech and at colleges all over the state of Indiana. But Ivy Tech will have folks on the grounds to help you out with the FAFSA. It is College Goal Sunday. It starts at 2 o'clock. You need to have your student ID, your federal ID, all taken care of. And when you get to Ivy Tech at 2 o'clock on Sunday, they will have people to help you fill out the FAFSA form so you can get grant money and scholarship money and all the great things that go along with that. This Sunday is basically the highlight. You don't have to do it this Sunday, but that's when all the help is going to be there. So this is a great deal put on by Ivy Tech. Pat McCafferty was on with us earlier this week. You don't need an appointment. You just need to make sure you have all your 2022 tax information from you and your parents to get through this and to make your life easier. It takes 10, 15 minutes to get all the forms filled out. And I just wanted to remind everybody that's going to be Sunday, this Sunday at 2 o'clock, 2 to 5 on the campus of Ivy Tech right here in Bloomington. And wait a second. It's springtime. The Groundhog has been excellent with his projections, so we'll give him a raise, re-sign his contract. When does the Duke It Out competition, is that a springtime event, or am I getting my signals crossed here?
No, we actually having it. We have it twice a year now because
oh,
we have
so cohorts. Popular. Good.
Yeah, cohorts in the spring and the fall. So Duke It Out is our end of semester pitch competition for students in our entrepreneurship program. These are the students who are not just thinking about the idea, but they're a little further advanced in their business idea, be it a side hustle or something they want to pursue upon graduation, or it might be something they're already doing on their own. And we teach them over that 8 and 16 week period exactly what they need to know to put into a pitch deck to go and talk about what they're trying to do, the problem they're trying to solve, how they're going to do it, how they're going to make money, what they really need in order to keep going. And you can imagine some of these are usually from our culinary department or, might be just doing general ed and just trying to get their associate's degree or certificate. And they're also working on a side hustle because they need some money to pay the bills. So we're just there to help them kind of along that journey and provide a lot of mentorship. We have guest speakers that come out throughout the semester from different industries. We have bankers, we have attorneys, we have insurance agents, we have existing business owners that come in and help and coach. And then our team kind of puts that all together and helps get them up on the stage to pitch for some fabulous prizes.
And you have some great partners that help make this work. When are we going to pitch here in 2024 spring?
April 24th. It'll be in the evening. I think it's 5 or 5:30. I'll have to check the time when they actually start. I think they usually have some networking at the beginning. And then when the judges get there, we usually have 3 or 4 judges from the community and Ivy Tech that help judge the competition and make decisions at the end. Last semester, we had 11 pitches from students. Some of them were pitching for money. Some of them were just pitching to practice. And then we had several students who had a table to display their products for, and they were for sale. Some of them learned the hard way. Hey, people don't carry cash. Maybe I should have thought about taking a credit card.
Oh.
So a good learning experience for somebody who's running a business. So we, of course, try to tell them ahead of time those things, and some listen, some don't. But we'll be doing a very similar thing, and we call it Duke It Out because Duke Energy provides us some sponsorship for the event and has for several years, and we appreciate their support. And Liz Irwin, who I think most of you know, is our community liaison, and she'll be there to be one of the judges again this year.
Excellent. And that's coming up again April 24th. So we've got almost 2 months to get ready for all that. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. Steve Bryant joins us today. Speaking of pitching, how's the Cubs pitching looking here in spring training? Everybody okay?
I think so far so good. I'm not saying a whole lot. They're hoping to add a little bit more meat to the staff, but I haven't seen any action yet, if you know what I mean.
Well, we're just getting started. Everybody just got in, got their golf clubs out, knocked the dust off their mitts, and we'll be out and running. Where are you guys? Mesa? Where is it? Hoko Pi? What's that silly?
It's Sloan Park now. Hoko Cam used to be the one until they rebuilt. But, yeah, it's still in Mesa.
Gotcha. That's Table in Arizona.
Wish I was there.
Well, that's why not when you weren't. I heard you weren't going to be here today. I was like, oh, maybe he went to spring training. No, he went to Purdue instead. Well, these things.
Yeah, clearly my priorities are out of whack.
No, they're not, and I have proof because coming up this Saturday, speaking of busy weekends, 100 Cooks Who Care, and you are smack dab in the middle of that. You are running with the big dog this week, and, well, it's a great event where you're going to raise a bunch of money for three local charities. You'll do it by providing food and beverages and all the fun stuff that goes along with it. Tell me about 100 Cooks Who Care, how we can get involved, how we can buy a ticket, because, yeah, it's going to be here in 48 hours.
It is, yeah. No, it's a really exciting event. I think I've done it for going on close to 10 years. It's underwritten and sponsored by Old National Bank. They always pick two or three charities from the area to raise funds to support those organizations, particularly in the cold weather months when things are a little dingy and dreary and people are looking to get out of the house. So you'll have, you know, several hundred people at the Monroe County Convention Center this Saturday. I think the event starts about 6 o'clock. It's open to the public. Tickets are available. I have it on good authority. There are over 115 chefs this year.
Wow.
Which is really exciting. And they'll all be making food, appetizers, side dishes, desserts, whatever it may be. There that evening, it's a who's who of who's in Monroe County, men and women. Everybody, the theme this year is children's literature. So the teams are named or themed on different children's literature or television shows. I'm part of the Sesame Street team, and I'll be count to count at the event, so I'm dressing up as the count. And the funds go to this year to the Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Foundation for MCCSC. So it's all for the kids this year. It's really exciting. We want people to come out and have a good time.
Well, last year you were Gomez Adams, and this year you're the count. You kind of have this macabre angle to to your characters. What are you doing?
I like the cheap costumes. I just wear a suit.
One.
That's really it, because I'm cheap.
Two. Three.
I was waiting for it.
Hey, how do we, for those of us like myself who already have events that evening, how can we contribute without showing up? Can I go to your page? Can I go to the website? How does that work?
Yep, there's a website for 100 Cooks Who Care Bloomington. If you just Google it, it'll come right up, and you can go in there and learn about the event. You can see what the amount of I think they've raised over $170,000 already, which is a huge increase from last year.
Yeah, last year I think it was 166, if I remember, or 193, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yep. We're going to be way north of that this year, which is really exciting, and particularly since we're splitting it between the three charities, they'll be very happy about that. That's a big fundraiser for any nonprofit in town.
No kidding.
But yeah, you can go to the individual chef's page and sponsor anybody you like right up until the evening of the event. And you know, you can even donate during the event. They'll have little square devices to take credit cards, or you can bring cash to tip the folks. But come and have some food. Everything is always really good. Monroe County Health Department certifies everybody to make sure it's done safely and right, and they do a great job of that. And the convention center always takes care of us here in Bloomington.
And if you can't figure out who you want to donate to individually, I know a lot of you in there. Well, just donate to the cause in general. You can do that. Not
exactly.
Not have anybody. I don't want you. I don't want you mad at me, Bryant. I like you too much. I like you.
All right. Appreciate that.
Well, you have a front row seat to see the National College Player of the Year, maybe even the two-time Player of the Year, as the Boilermakers tonight take on Rutgers. You know what's happened with Purdue and Rutgers each of the last four seasons, right?
You tell me.
Rutgers has beaten Purdue once in the last each season.
Yeah,
the last
that might
four
be
seasons.
Why the line's only 14.5.
Well, those things are important as well. Have fun. Travel safely. Have a great fundraiser this Saturday. Everybody will have fun filling out their FAFSAs and doing that as College Goal Sunday hits on, well, Sunday. And then we'll get caught up with you, my friend, after spring break. Well, professionally, that is.
Awesome. Hope to see you Saturday night. Not only myself, but our Chancellor Eric Coyne will be there, Adam Gross from our Ivy Plus Career Link, and others from our culinary team.
Excellent. And that's the fun part. $75 gets you in the door. You walk around, you can eat as much or as little as you would like.
There you go.
Well, look who's hungry again. It's me. Great job. Be safe in your travels. No more Purdue jokes. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Always a pleasure.